Thousands of arrows pierce an excavated fishing boat from Tsai's home city of Quanzhou. At the stern, a Chinese flag flutters in the breeze of an electric fan. The title of this piece, Borrowing Your Enemy's Arrows, comes from a well-known Chinese story about a general named Zhuge Liang. With a battle looming on the horizon, Zhuge was challenged to produce 100,000 arrows in just a few days' time, or face execution. Under cover of night, Zhuge sailed a ship covered in straw and manned with straw figures into his enemy's camp. When the enemy attacked, their arrows lodged in the sides of the boat. Then he sailed away with 100,000 arrows borrowed from his enemy.
My hometown is Quanzhou, a coastal city in Fujian province. It was the starting point of the Maritime Silk Road. As this place is near the sea, I have nurtured feelings about boats from a young age, seeing them as cradles. When I grew older, I left for Shanghai for my studies, then to Japan, America, and later on, all over the world. So on this artistic journey, I have naturally associated myself with boats. I also like hanging a boat up in the air as a form of artistic expression. This makes me feel that a weight has been lifted off the ground. It's a kind of weightless feeling.